Welcome to 11 Cats Radio, an 11-minute single-topic show with questions generated by, who else? Cats. Have you ever wondered how a cat's perception of the world might differ from your own? Well, put your cat glasses on and find out what cats want you to know as we explore their world through their eyes. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, a healthcare and patient advocate for people and an advocate, not only for my 11 cats, but for you and yours, and for cats everywhere. Enjoy the next few minutes with us, where we believe that a cat is not just a cat. Today, I'm going to get back to the roots of my roots and share some oh-so-typical patient experiences I've had the non-pleasure to encounter. Somehow, I spend most of my time shaking my head in bewilderment. Isn't that such a fun word to say, bewilderment? Actually, it's from the 1680s, from the prefix be, which means thoroughly, and the archaic wilder means to lead astray, lure into the wilds, probably a back formation of wilderness. I often feel like I am in the wilderness, all alone in a wild and uncultivated region inhabited only by wild animals, or in this case, people who simply don't want to have a clue when it comes to dealing with other people in a sane and civilized way. Wow, off to a great start, aren't we? So the patient experience, so many definitions, but basically, it is all of the interactions a patient encounters from an organization, from phone calls to front desk to nurse to doctor encounters to treatment. It's all about quality of care, perceived care, hard skills, empathy. Bottom line, it's everything down to a single word uttered by a healthcare provider to the facial expression on a staff member's face as he or she attends to you. Anyway, my story starts. I had a vet appointment for my two newest 15-week-old rescue kittens just to make sure they were healthy, but mostly to establish a relationship with a veterinarian hospital I discovered that's only 15 minutes away from my home. I do have a current vet whose office is a 45-minute drive, which isn't bad for me, but when you have a sick or scared cat in the backseat carrier, the shorter the ride, the better. So a week before the appointment, Bob and I took a ride over to the office to check it out. It was quite an operation, large, clean, and somewhat friendly. I inquired, as usual, about pricing. How much is it for an initial kitten wellness visit? And again, as usual, and come on, Pat, why do you always expect a different reaction? The gal behind the counter looked glassy-eyed and, I don't know, here's the price list. I guess you can look at it. Okay, I said, after looking at the sheet. $40 for a new visit. That's right, she replied. So I made an appointment for my two new friends, Sunny and Jojo. Well, a week later, we arrived at the office, and upon walking in, I thought I had entered the Quicken Loans arena. What a bad name, huh? People were talking at the top of their lungs, dogs were barking, kids were shouting and running about. A giant sheepdog spewed vomit all over the floor, and here we sat for 20 minutes with two tiny, frightened cats. Now, this is a huge place, fairly newly built. How patient-centric would it be if they had built a cat's entrance and a dog entrance, with the rooms divided? These poor animals are already stressed before they even get there without all the cacophony. Ooh, another great word, a harsh, discordant mixture of sounds. But it is a simple solution to show clients that you actually understand from an animal's point of view. Well, as we endured the noise, I realized that we were witnessing a vaccine mill, if you will. The gals behind the desk shouted at each human as they waited with their pets to see the doctor. Do you want a Bordetella vaccine today? Do you want a Lyme's disease vaccine today? Distemper, hepatitis, leptospirosis, parvo, parainfluenza? How about, would you like fries with that? How about supersizing? Well, some of the humans were clearly annoyed with these non-doctors pushing these various vaccines because I heard several of them respond, I don't know yet. I'd like to visit with the doctor first before I make that decision. Unreal. Well, once in the exam room, we waited, cold and shivering, until the doctor and assistant came in. I explained that we have 13 cats and are looking to establish a long-term relationship with someone close by. Well, they rapidly did their thing. I gave them each my business card to share my 11 cats radio program, thinking they, of all people, would be interested. Well, they accepted the cards as if I had handed them a wet piece of cheese. They said, "Oh," and set the cards on the side table. Well, I moved on and asked if they would clip the kitten's nails, which took all of 20 seconds for both of them. Now, big mistake, shame on me. I did not ask,
"How much is that?"
My usual vet includes this brief service at no charge, so stupid me. I just assumed. 9 minutes later, we were out the door. Bob brought the cats into the car, and I went to the counter to pay my $80. As I stood there with my four $20 bills in hand, the vet assistant came out, carrying the two business cards I shared with her and the doctor. She looked at the gal at the desk and asked, "What should I do with these?" She didn't know that I was standing right there. In fact, I don't even think she would have recognized me. That's how indifferent she was during the exam. As if she were holding time bombs, the desk gal said, I don't know, just leave them here. To which I thought, how nasty and obviously disinterested. If that were me and a client said, "Here's my card," and being a vet who should be interested in all things pet related, I would have checked out the website for sure when I had a moment. But that's me. Well, I was jostled out of my bewilderment when the gal behind the desk said, "That will be $140 for today." I came in last week and was told that the office visit is $40 each. "Oh, no," she said, "it's $50 each because you didn't give them any vaccinations today. It's only $40 if you pay for vaccines." Again, with the vaccines. Punished if you don't get a precious money-making vaccine. "And the other $40, you ask?" You got it. For the 20 seconds it took to trim a tiny kitten's nails. Once again, bewildered, I tell you, I mumbled, paid them, and got the heck out of there, never to return. Now again, is it just me? Or if you owned a pet hospital and some sucker walked in and said, "I have 13 cats and want you to be their vet," wouldn't you trim a few nails for free and say, "Hey, we look forward to doing business with you"? Instead, let's gouge them for all we can. And don't touch their business cards. You might get cooties. So short-sighted. I mean, couldn't they have said, "I'd be happy to trim the nails, but we charge $20 per cat. I mean, at least give a person a choice." Can you imagine how much money it cost them to steal that extra $60 from me that day? I have a cat right now who needs a vet visit. And with 13 cats, I'm positive I will always have a need. A little generosity and real human behavior on their part would have sealed the deal. Vets for life. Wrong. So we're back to the patient experience. It's what it's all about. And it comes at you from every encounter, every word, every staff member, every look. Everything is the patient experience. So elusive and mysterious. Wrong. How about so simple and easy? If you are a genuine human being with a heart, with feeling for what you do, who cares? It is simple to create a positive patient experience. But instead, we have institutions with agendas, money-hungry and oh so short-sighted that they get in their own way. Fancy websites and brochures tout how much they care, all gone to waste when the first person opens his or her mouth. So I share this with you today because I realize once again that healthcare is not getting any better when it comes to the patient experience, and obviously, pet care is no different. Sadly, I don't think we're going to find improvement, ever. As long as money drives the bus instead of common sense and compassion, we as consumers are stuck with head shaking and bewilderment. But that doesn't mean we should give up, but rather we should speak up. Let your providers know when they perform poorly. Don't do business with them. Hit them where it hurts. Their back pocket. Make some noise. Tell a friend. Wear a sign. Whatever. Instead of bewildered, let's be wild. Thank you for joining us at 11 Cats Radio. I am Pat Rulo, grateful that you choose to advocate with me. Like us on Facebook at 11 Cats Radio. Follow us on Twitter at 11 Cats Radio. And while you're there, post some pictures of you and your cats and share your favorite cat tips. Send us your cat's most pressing questions and we will answer them on the show. Until next time, visit 11catsradio.com. And give your cat a kiss from me. And remember, accepting a cat into your life is a lifetime commitment.